from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listeners, welcome to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Here is our program summary for today. We will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, and News in Brief. We will continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. We will conclude our program for today with Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo opens Asian Para Games 2018. Participants in the 2018 IMF World Bank meeting reached 34,000 people. Foreign financial assistance to respond to the emergency of the earthquake and tsunami that occurred in Palu reaches 222 billion rupiahs. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo opened the Asian Para Games 2018 using sign language on Saturday evening. The president moved his hands to say the words in sign language, drawing loud applause from the audience. The president was flanked by First Lady Iriana, Vice President Yusuf Kala and wife Mufidah Kala, and his cabinet ministers. He said through the Asian Para Games 2018, Indonesia wished to celebrate brotherhood, to show determination and achievement, and also to uphold humanity.
Atas nama seluruh rakyat Indonesia, saya bangga menyambut kehadiran Bapak Ibu dan saudara-saudara, tamu-tamu istimewa dari 43 negara.
On behalf of all the people of Indonesia, I am proud to welcome your presence, ladies and gentlemen, and special guests from 43 countries. Through this Asian Para Games 2018, we want to celebrate brotherhood, we show perseverance and achievement, and we want to uphold humanity. And by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, I declare officially the Asian Para Games open. Good luck and success. The Asian Para Games 2018 is being held from October the 6th until 13th, competing across 18 sport branches, involving almost 2,100 athletes with a total of 568 medals to be coveted. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said that participants who came before the start of the annual International Monetary Fund or 2018 World Bank meeting in Bali continued to increase to 34,000 people. This figure is far above the government's estimate of 19,000 people. This was conveyed by Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan through his statement received in Jakarta on Saturday. Based on data from October the 6th at 14:10, a total of 34,220 participants have been registered. The Indonesian government accepted foreign assistance to respond to the emergency of the earthquake and tsunami that occurred in Palu, Donggala, Sigi, and Parigi Mutong, Central Sulawesi. Indonesian Deputy Foreign Minister E.M. Fahir, through a press conference held in Jakarta on Saturday, said that foreign aid was in the form of logistical and financial distribution. He said there were several countries that had given financial assistance commitment up to 220 billion rupiahs.
Kalau yang dalam bentuk barang mungkin belum bisa di ini ya, tapi kalau dalam bentuk pledge, ya, pledge itu ada sekitar 220-an miliar.
If in the form of goods, perhaps it cannot be done yet, but if in the form of pledge, it is around 220 billion rupiah. Some have been channeled directly. For example, from China has been directly transferred to Indonesian Red Cross Society, for example. From Korea, then the European Union, 1.5 million euros. Then from Venezuela, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia. That is roughly what we are recording now. Furthermore, A.M. Fahir said the funds would later be used during the emergency response, rehabilitation, up to reconstruction in central Sulawesi. However, not all funds has been materialized so far. Only half of the total financial assistance commitments have been received by the Indonesian government. He explained the determination of the distribution of funds was fully coordinated under the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Politics, Law and Human Rights. He continued, the use of funds during the disaster emergency will be given to the National Disaster Management Agency. A.M. Fahir added that foreign aid entering Indonesia was managed by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs before being given to disaster posts based in Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, Makassar, and Central Sulawesi. Japan's disaster management team arrived in Palu on Saturday to help the Indonesian government in handling the earthquake and tsunami disaster in Donggala and Palu, Central Sulawesi. The Japan Disaster Relief Team, comprising the Japan Self-Defense Forces Unit, to assist in providing emergency relief items. Japanese Consul General in Surabaya, Masaki Tani, said the team will hold relief activities including transportation of goods in Central Sulawesi. In addition, emergency relief items were distributed in the form of tents, water purifiers, and generators worth around 3 billion rupiahs through the Japan International Cooperation Agency. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe had earlier conveyed sympathy and condolences to President of the Republic of Indonesia Joko Widodo over the disasters that struck Palu and Donggala. During this time, he stated that similar to Indonesia, Japan had also suffered major devastating damage due to the earthquake and tsunami. Hence, Japan is ready to provide assistance in any form, such as emergency relief items. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The president of the Asian Paralympic Committee, Majid Rashid, said that the Asian Paragames 2018 is very important for the Paralympic movement in Asia and helps realize the committee's vision. In his speech at the Asian Paragames opening ceremony on Saturday, he said that the organization of the event can become a stimulus for other bigger movements. He expected the participation of athletes at the Asian Paragames 2018 could motivate young people with disabilities across Asia. He also hoped the event would also eradicate barriers separating people with disabilities from those with no disability. The Asian Paragames 2018 has shown Asia and other parts of the world that Jakarta and Indonesia are places where all people are welcome, included, and appreciated. The Indonesian men's badminton team challenged Thailand in the semifinals of the Asian Badminton Paragames 2018 after qualifying for the quarterfinals ahead of the opening ceremony on Saturday evening. The Indonesian team defeated Hong Kong 2-0 in the opening quarterfinal match held at the Bung Karno Stadium Complex of Istora in Jakarta on Saturday. The Indonesian team gained the first point through its male SL4 class single athlete, Freddy Setiawan, who won two straight games against Leon Ping Patrick, 21-5, 21-8. Meanwhile, the men's doubles pair Hafiz Brilliansyah Prawiranegara and Hari Susanto successfully defeated Hong Kong pair Chu Siu Keng and Lam Tak Kwan, 21-8, 21-8. In the semifinal round, Indonesia faced Thailand that had successfully defeated South Korea 2-1. In the meantime, India faced Malaysia in another semifinal match. Malaysia advanced to the semifinal after crushing Vietnam 2-0, while India had to go through two matches to reach the semifinal by beating Chinese Taipei 2-0 and then defeating Japan 2-0. The Indonesian ambassador to Italy, Esti Andayani, said that Indonesia was invited to convey its experience as chairman of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, for the 2015-2017 period and the implementation of the Island and Maritime Country Policy at the Blue Sea Land Expo 2018 held in Mazara del Vallo, Sicily, Italy, on October the 4th until 6th. The second Secretary of the Information, Social and Culture of the Indonesian Embassy in Rome, Aisyah Alamanda, said this to Antara London on Sunday. On that occasion, Ambassador Esti Andayani and Secretary of the Maritime Coordinating Ministry, Agus Purwoto, who acted on behalf of the government of Indonesia, also conveyed Indonesia's effort as the host of IORA Ocean Conference 2018, which emphasized the cooperation of various maritime and marine sector stakeholders in order to practice sustainable fisheries for the sustainability of marine resources. Last item, Head of the Information Data and Public Relations Center National Disaster Management Agency Sutopo Purwonugroho said 8 days after the 7.4 earthquake and tsunami that hit Palu, Donggala, Sigi, and Parigi Mutong, Central Sulawesi, electricity conditions were still not stable. To the media crew through a press conference in Jakarta on Sunday, October the 7th, Sutopo said that the electricity condition in Palu had reached 75%, while in Sigi district, the electricity was still out and in an effort to improve by the state electricity company. It is expected that starting next week, the electricity condition in the affected areas are targeted to recover at least 90%. On the same occasion, Sutopo also said that the supply of fuel oil to the affected area had reached 75% of the needs and was supported by 17 public fuel stations that were already operating. Regarding the acceleration of the recovery of the telecommunication system, according to Sutopo, has experienced quite a lot of progress. At present, the cellular operator's base transceiver station has been recovered around 60%. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on knowing the 2018 Asian Para Games logo and mascot. Just like the 2018 Asian Games, which just ended in Indonesia last September, the 2018 Asian Para Games, which is taking place in Jakarta from October the 6th until 13, also has its own mascot and logo. At the 2018 Asian Games, there were three mascots, namely Bin Bin, Atung, and Kaka, which symbolize the Asian Games celebration, while the Asian Para Games is represented by only one mascot, Momo, which is symbolized by a bondol or bald eagle, known as the mascot of Jakarta actually. Momo also stands for motivation and mobility, which means people need to keep moving forward. Bondol eagles are known as strong and brave birds, so this is a perfect collaboration between mascot and birds, who also want to represent the Asian Para Games athletes to look bold and strong despite all shortcomings. Because the Asian Para Games is held in Jakarta, the Momo mascot is dressed in Betawi traditional costume, which is an ethnic group that inhabits the city of Jakarta. Momo uses a typical Betawi ethnic belt, which symbolizes a champion or a cultural hero. As for the logo, Asian Para Games has almost the same as the 2018 Asian Games. The concept that was carried out this year is harmony, which is harmonious and balanced in the natural and environmental daily life. All of that is outlined in a circular logo that represents harmony or balance formed by diversified countries throughout Asia together harmoniously into the world as a form of the energy of Asia. While the collection of pieces in the colorful logo that forms a circle is representing the silhouette of the Gelora Bung Karno main stadium from above, which is the main place for the 2018 Asian Para Games, where the silhouette of a man who moves quickly in the center of the circle symbolizes the form of the energy of Asian movement. the movement of the 2018 Asian Para Games athletes who aim to win. In addition to silhouettes, there are also colors in the logo, namely blue represents the sky, orange represents the sun, green represents nature, purple represents wisdom, loyalty, and solidarity, and red represents the spirit. The Asian Para Games 2018 is followed by more than 41 countries of Asia with a total of around 2,800 athletes, 1,800 officials, and covered by approximately 500 domestic and foreign journalists, with all the excitement of the opening ceremony on Saturday, October the 6th, last evening. Hopefully, the spirit of Indonesian Para Asian Games athletes can spread to athletes of Indonesian Games in achieving success. That was My Indonesia Today. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which bring back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with October the 7th, 1950. Mother Teresa establishes the Missionary Charity Order. Missionary Charity is an order of Catholic religion which was established on October the 7th, 1950. In 2012, this order consisted of around 4,500 sisters. Sister members of this order obey the promise of purity, poverty, and obedience, and give heart and free services to the poorest of the poor. This order was founded by Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She is a Roman Catholic nun of Albanian descent and is an Indian citizen. For more than 47 years, she served the poor, sick, orphaned, and dying while guiding the first expansion of the missionaries of charity throughout India and later in other countries. Turning to October the 7, 1952, the birth of Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Vladimirovich Putin is a Russian politician and is the current president of Russia. Putin has been the president of Russia since May the 7, 2012. He previously served as prime minister from 1999 to 2000, president from 2000 to 2008, and prime minister again from 2008 to 2012. During his second term as prime minister, he became chairman of the United Russia Party, a government party. During Putin's first presidential term, the Russian economy grew for 8 years, and GDP measured in shopping ability increased by 72%. In 2007, he was named as the Man of the Year by Time magazine. In 2015, he was ranked number one in the list of most influential figures, according to the Time magazine again. In 2013, 2014, and 2015, he ranked number one on the list of the most influential figures in the world, according to the Forbes. I'll end with October 7, 2001, the Afghanistan War began. The Afghan War began on October 7, 2001. After the World Trade Center attacks on September 11, the United States began their war on terrorism campaign in Afghanistan with the aim of overthrowing the Taliban, who were accused of protecting Al-Qaeda and of arresting Osama bin Laden. The Northern Alliance of Afghanistan provides a majority of troops with support from the United States and NATO countries, including Britain, France, the Netherlands, and Australia. The codename given by the United States for this operation is the Eternal Freedom Operation. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight, which today is on accelerated aid distribution. After the earthquake and tsunami that hit Palu, Donggala, Sigi, and Parigi Mutong in central Sulawesi on Friday, September the 28th, the logistic distribution to residents was still not optimal. Many residents, especially in isolated areas, have not received assistance. Therefore, the head of state instructed his staff to accelerate the distribution of logistic assistance. The instruction was conveyed by the president in a limited meeting in Palu held after reviewing the earthquake-affected areas in the city of Palu and Donggala district on Wednesday, October the 3rd. President Joko Widodo acknowledged the distribution of aid for victims of the earthquake and tsunami was not evenly distributed. According to the president, logistic only touched areas that could be accessed by land. The president emphasized that all aid for earthquake victims was available, but still hampered by access to distribution. Therefore, acceleration is needed through the air or sea. The president also asked the ranks of the military and police to oversee the distribution of logistics. The number of displaced people recorded on Wednesday, October the 3rd, was 70,821. There are 138 evacuation points in the cities of Palu, Sigi, and Donggala. The disaster task force team not only distributed aid, but also encouraged residents to return to their activities. Traders and markets and kiosks are encouraged to start selling again. The president said that their security was guaranteed by the government by mobilizing the Indonesian National Army and Indonesian National Police. Regarding international assistance, the government decided to use it for housing construction. This was stated by Vice President Yusuf Kalla on Tuesday, October the 2nd. Yusuf Kalla was appointed by President Joko Widodo as the commander of the handling of disaster victims. Yusuf Kalla said the focus of foreign aid was more on rehabilitation and reconstruction, same as in Aceh. Vice President Yusuf Kalla also said that the Indonesian government refused assistance in the form of sending foreign troops, such as the proposal of U.S. President Donald Trump. Regarding the severity of the disaster, Yusuf Kalla says that all disasters had severe impact, including the Palu disaster, which has different levels of severity from Lombok. However, he stressed that the disaster situation in both regions did not require national disaster status. The National Disaster Management Agency said that there were already 29 countries and 4 foreign organizations offering assistance in the form of logistic transport planes. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasi. This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Time now to bring you news in brief. President Joko Widodo opened the Asian Para Games 2018 using sign language on Saturday evening. Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs, Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, said that participants who came before the start of the annual International Monetary Fund or 2018 World Bank Fund meeting in Bali continued to increase to 34,000 people. The Indonesian government accepted foreign assistance to respond to the emergency of the earthquake and tsunami that occurred in Palu, Donggala, Sigi, Parigi, Mutong, Central Sulawesi, and it reaches 220 billion rupiah. Japan's disaster management team arrived in Palu on Saturday to help the Indonesian government in handling the earthquake and tsunami disaster in Donggala and Palu, Central Sulawesi. The president of the Asian Paralympic Committee, Majid Rashid, said the Asian Para Games 2018 is very important for the Paralympic movement in Asia and helps realize the Asian Paralympic Committee's vision. The Indonesian men's badminton team challenged Thailand in the semifinals of the Asian Badminton Para Games 2018 after qualifying for the quarterfinals ahead of the opening ceremony on Saturday evening. The Indonesian ambassador to Italy, Esti Andayani, said that Indonesia was invited to convey its experience as chairman of the Indian Ocean Rim Association, IORA, for the 2015-2017 period and the implementation of the Island and Maritime Country Policy at the Blue Sea Land Expo 2018 held in Mazara del Vallo, Sicily, Italy, from October 4 to 6. That was the end of News in Brief over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 3325 kHz. You can also listen through audio streaming at www.voinews.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism, including tourist destinations, art and culture, and culinary. Today, I will take you on a culinary tour to the city of Probolinggo, East Jawa Province, to taste ketan kratok. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Apart from short waves, you can also listen to this program through www.winews.id. There are a variety of interesting attractions in the city of Probolinggo, East Jawa Province that you can enjoy when visiting it, such as the Environmental Study Tourism Park, Tanjung Tembaga Port, Probolinggo City Square, and Manula or Senior Citizen Park. After traveling to these tourist objects, you can continue your tour in the city by tasting the typical Probolinggo cuisine. One of the culinary specialties that you can taste is ketan kratok or kratok sticky rice. Ketan kratok or kratok sticky rice is sticky rice cooked with a mixture of karan, nuts, which in Madura is called kratok. Kratok sticky rice is served with a sprinkling of grated coconut and doused with brown sugar. But the splash of brown sugar depends on taste because sometimes there are those who do not want to splash brown sugar on it. Apparently, there are also those who ask a sprinkling of salt instead. When eaten, the taste of glutinous rice will blend with the savory of kratok. Then, when adding a splash of brown sugar, some sweetness will appear on the tongue. A combination of savory flavors and sweet sticky rice, kratok adds to this culinary delicacy. To prepare ketan kratok or kratok sticky rice, the peanut or crusted beans must be cooked first to boil. After boiling, remove it briefly from the furnace, then boil again for 5 times. After being cooked separately for 6 times, kratok is steamed mixed with sticky rice. The sticky rice has been mixed with kratok is cooked using a stove with firewood as fuel, so it tastes more delicious. The process of cooking up to 6 times aims to avoid the mistake in cooking. It is said, if the wrong cooking occurs, kratok sticky rice can cause you a headache. You can enjoy kratok sticky rice at stalls scattered in the city of Probolinggo, but to taste this culinary, you can only buy it in the morning around 4 to 10 a.m. because actually the kratok sticky rice is typical morning meal or breakfast of the Probolinggo community. To make it more delicious, enjoy the ketan kratok or kratok sticky rice with a glass of coffee or tea. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today featuring ketan kratok or kratok sticky rice from Probolinggo, East Jawa. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. We'll be right back.
for still being with us at Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send your email to voi@voinews.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment, Miscellany.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, environment and technology, even lifestyle. This edition presents the topic of patin fishbone powder to overcome stunting. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at www.voinews.id or RRI Play application. Some lecturers from the University of Tuanku Tambusair, Riau Province, successfully formulated patin fishbone powder to overcome the problems of stunting that still occur in Indonesia. Stunting is a problem of chronic malnutrition caused by a lack of nutritional intake in a long time. Stunting occurs when the fetus is still in the womb and only appears when the child is 2 years old. Usually, the child's body is shorter than his age. In addition to stunted growth, stunting is also associated with brain development that is not optimal. Data from the Indonesian Ministry of Health in May 2018, stunting cases in Indonesia still found at 37.2%. Chair of the research and lecturer at the University of Tuanku Tambusai, Nur Aprianis, in a press statement said patin or catfish bones have high protein content, calcium and phosphorus, which are needed for the growth of toddlers. She explained research on catfish bones powder also involved other lecturers from the same university, namely Ferawati Besti and M. Nurman. The study began in 2017 and got the result in 2018. Nur said the results of the study has also been granted patents from the Ministry of Law and Human Rights of the Republic of Indonesia. Nur Aprianis, lecturer of Nutrition Study Program at Tuanku Tambusai University, said the purpose of the study was to find out the best formula for patin or catfish powder, or in Latin, Pangasius Hippopotamus, for stunting toddlers. Patin or catfish is a freshwater fish that is widely cultivated in Riau Province, especially in Kampar District. The reason for choosing catfish bones is because Kampar is the largest producer of catfish or patin in Riau. So the researchers try to utilize the fish bone waste. During this time, catfish bone has never been used and only became waste. According to Nur Aprianis, information about formulation of catfish bone powder has been published in the Indonesian Public Health Media online journal. With the publication, people are expected to be able to obtain information about patin or catfish bone powder so as to reduce risk or be a solution to stunting problems. That was Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. He sent an email to German section. He was complained because he could not hear our broadcast in German program when he was in Western Australia. Mr. Dieter Leopold said that there was no signal, but he could listen to the German program from 1800 hours to 1900 hours UTC in the internet live streaming. He also commented about the three winners of the VOI International Quiz 2018, where they were invited to see Natural Park in West Java Province. He said that it was interesting experience for them. Hello Mr. Dieter Leopold, thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. For your complaint, we will deliver to our technical division why there is no signal in Western Australia. But we really appreciate your efforts to still hear our broadcast through internet live streaming. Therefore, special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Well, Mr. Dieter Leopold, please keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your report.
Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Sesaat waktu berhenti saat kau langkahkan kaki. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Bibirku membeku tak dapat berkata, karena cantik parasmu sungguh tiada celah. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Aku tak dapat menahan gejolak dalam hati. Jiwa ini telah luluh saat kita bertemu. Apakah ku akan mampu memiliki dirimu? Ku rasa ku telah jatuh hati padamu. Kau datang dengan sejuta pesonamu. Kau buatku terpaku saat kau tersenyum. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. Oh, ta-da-da-da-da. Ta-da-da-da-da. Kau lah cahaya dunia, kau lah cantik yang sempurna. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, beauty is you. You're the beauty, yeah, yeah. You are the beauty, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're the beauty. You are the beauty, hey, yeah. You're the beauty. Beauty is you. Beauty is you, you, yeah. Ta da 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 da. Oh.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Jose Amador Hidalgo in Argentina. In his email, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo told that he was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program on September 15, 2018 through a shortwave receiver and also application through his mobile phone. Hello, Mr. Jose Amador Hidalgo. Thank you very much for your time to listen to our broadcast. Through mobile phone, our broadcast can be heard anytime and anywhere. Hopefully, you will be satisfied. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, you are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now, we will continue to reply an email from Omar Lasas in Algeria. This email was addressed to Voice of Indonesia and especially to the French service team. In his email, he congratulated the entire RRI World Service team on the occasion of the celebration of the 73rd anniversary of the broadcast of his first broadcasts abroad. All his warmest wishes and most sincere, and he wishes us a lot of success and prosperity, and a big thank you to the entire RRI World team service to the efforts made for many years. Hello, Mr. Omar Lasas. Thank you for your prayer on our broadcast. We wish the same prayer also will happen to you. Well, Mr. Omar Lasas, please keep listening to our broadcast. For you, we will play a beautiful song. Listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad, also in Algeria. In his email, he said that he will remain faithful to listen to Voice of Indonesia broadcast. Hello, Mr. Bouze Bouja Muhammad. Thank you very much for your willingness to be our regular listener. We hope you always listen to our broadcast every day and send your reception report. Thank you. Listener, wherever you are, we inform you that we have a new program on RRINet. This program is broadcast from Monday to Friday at 2000 hours to 2100 hours West Indonesia time or 1300 hours to 1400 hours UTC. This program enables you not only listen, but also watch our program just like watching TV. And this is how to access VOI English News Service via RRI Play. First, download RRI Play mobile application from Google Play. Open RRI Play application, choose RRI Net, and then choose RRI Net 720 pixel. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Putri Sofie Tiarela. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saat ku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejatiku. Ada cinta dan ada benci, kita tertawa dan menangis hingga akhir umurku nanti. Kota pernah terganti, mencintaimu sungguh mudah, semudah 1, 2, 3. Tapi ternyata cinta kita tak semudah yang kita kira. Ada saatku berpaling, tak sengaja melupakanmu, tapi hatiku selalu untukmu. Denganmu ku temukan cahaya hatiku, denganmu ku temukan cinta sejati.
Indonesia.
Today's sound.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.